The Demon Librarian from The Legend of Spud Murphy by Owen Colfer. Will and his brother Marty are doomed to spend their holidays in the library. If they put a foot wrong, Mrs. Murphy, the legendary librarian, will use her dreaded gas-powered spud gun, and they don't want that. Just ask Ugly Frank how he got his nickname. I've got four brothers. Imagine that. Five boys, under 11, all living in the same house. On wet summer days, our house gets very crowded. If we all bring two friends home, then there could be 15 of us crammed into the house. At least eight will be roaring like lunatics, and the rest will be dying to go to the toilet. The flusher in our toilet snaps off about once every 3 months. When my dad came home one day and found three sons and four strangers covered in war paint swinging on the bedroom curtains, he decided that something had to be done. It didn't help that the war paint was stolen from Mum's makeup box. "No more bringing friends home," Dad declared after the warrior's parents had collected them. "That's not fair," said Marty, the biggest brother, mascara streaking his cheeks. "That punishment really affects me because I'm popular, but Will's best friend is his action man." Will, that's me. I love that action man. Donnie, Bert and HP started complaining too. But only because they're little brothers, and that's what little brothers do for a living. I know that technically I'm a little brother too, but I'm in the big brother half of the family. Having one little brother is bad enough, but having three is too much punishment for one person. That's enough punishment for an entire housing estate. The trouble with little brothers is that they are never blamed for anything. All Donnie, Bert and HP have to do is bat their blue eyes and let their bottom lips wobble a bit, and they are forgiven for everything. Donnie, Bert and HP could stick an axe in my head and they'd still get off with 10 minutes no TV and a stern look. The only thing that Marty and I ever agree on is that our three younger brothers are spoilt rotten. "This house is a madhouse," said Dad. "And he's the chief lunatic," I said, pointing to Marty. "I'm not the one talking to dolls," retorted Marty. That hurt. "Action Man is not a doll." "Quiet," said Dad through gritted teeth. "There must be something we can find for you to do during the holidays. Something to get you out of the house." "Not my babies," said Mum, hugging the younger brother squad tightly. They gave her the full baby treatment. Big baby eyes, gap-tooth smiles, and HP even sucked his thumb. That kid has no shame. "Maybe not those three, but Will and Marty are 9 and 10 now. We can find something for them, something educational." Marty and I groaned. Educational hobbies are the worst kind. They're like school during the holidays. Marty tried to save us. "Remember the last educational hobby? The art class? I was sick for days." "That was your own fault," said Mum. "You only had a drink of water." "You are not supposed to drink the water that people use to wash their brushes." Dad was thinking. "What about the library?" he said finally.
"What about it?" I said, trying to sound casual, but my stomach was churning.
"You both could join." "Reading. It's perfect. How can you cause trouble reading a book?"
"And it's educational," added Mum.
"Yes, of course, it's educational too," Dad agreed. "How is it educational?" I asked, terrified by the idea. "I'd much rather be outside riding a horse than inside reading about one." My mother tousled my hair. "Because, Will, sometimes the only horse you can ride is the one in your head." I had no idea what that meant.